You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. Yes, back to the normal, Todd.
Back to the normal.
The what? The what?
What?
Not the animal noises.
Oh,
as we saw in the previous
episode. About that. I was a little high strung that day.
Yes. Well, it kind of relates to all the energy drinks that you drink.
And, See, there's going to be a proliferation of people who think that all I do is
tweet and drink.
Tweet and drink energy drinks.
Yeah.
Thanks to you and Barnabas Piper.
Yes. On the 5LQ podcast. Everyone.
Yes. On the 5LQ podcast. And occasionally talk leadership pipeline.
Yes. But be sure to go to newchurches.com/guest services, where you can check out our newest course on all things guest services. Right. So this is the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. And we are going to read a question from TV Matt, or actually not a question. This is a review from TV Matt.
Oh, okay.
TV Matt, he left this for us on iTunes and he gave us 5 stars and he said, a must listen to for church planters. Now, TV Matt, before I read your review, thank you for sending this in. You can send me an email at daniel@newchurches.com and we will send you a free Moleskine notebook and pen. And for everyone else, if you haven't yet left a review for us on iTunes, be sure to do that because we'll randomly pick out the best ones.
Yeah.
Only ones with 5 stars.
Daniel.
Okay. Maybe 4 stars.
4. Okay.
But we are not influencing this or buying your rating in any way,
no,
form, shape, or fashion.
Not at all.
But if you do send that in, we will pick the nice ones and send you some swag. So here's the one from TV Matt. Whether you're a church planner or part of a church looking to expand their reach with a new campus, so multi-site as well, this is a must listen to. The New Churches Q&A podcast is a go-to resource for any pastor or church leader that is responsible for casting vision and leading others to further the kingdom of Christ.
Man, I totally agree with Matt. He's right on. He is on point.
This guy sounds like a good guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, TV Matt.
Sounds intelligent, good-looking. Who dresses dapper.
Dapper, I like that. All right, so today's question is from Pavel. So let's listen.
Ooh,
in.
Pavel.
As your church grows, you will need more people, more help, more volunteers. What is the process by which you choose those people that will be helping you, those new volunteers?
All right, I love this because this is right up our alley. If you're not aware, New Churches is a sister brand to Ministry Grid. You can check that out for volunteer training. And both of those are under Lifeway Leadership, which, Todd, you are the director of.
Yes. Yes, I am. And I would say furthermore, if you are a church plant who has planted within the first 2 years, be honest. You have access to Grid for a year for free. So
yeah, that's true. Newchurches.com/offer.
Everything that you possibly could ever want to train your people on, is on there, from really basic stuff like preschool, and parking to polity.
Yeah.
All of it's there.
Yeah. So that would be a great resource to check out. And also in that offer, you get, 180 different resources from Word Search.
Yep.
Kind of a theological library. You get $500 worth of printed curriculum if you're in the continental North America. Well, actually, I think we ship to Hawaii and Alaska as well. We do. But within North America.
If not, I'll take it. You know what? I'll take one for the team.
Yeah. 6 months
I'll
of
go.
Digital resources. If you're outside of North America, we do have that offer for you. Only
digitally.
Pertaining to the digital resources, not the printed stuff. But yeah, be sure to check that out. But Pavel, his question was all about volunteers. How do you choose the new volunteers that are going to be helping you as your church grows?
Well, biblically, whether
you
want to say
fat.
You want to be fat, faithful, available, and teachable.
Yeah.
And we could go through that, but hopefully most of you have heard that one. Or you can walk through, the choosing of the 7. The choosing of the 7 when, the disciples were like, hey, we shouldn't be waiting on tables and doing this and that. We've got
The deacons.
The deacons.
But you do know what ends up happening, right? One of them gets martyred.
That's true.
So I don't know if that's the best example. Or have you ever heard of the acronym FAT, like PHAT? Like that's Fat Man, which is like totally 90s.
What is that acronym?
I don't know.
You just said it was an acronym. Did you just mean the word?
Well, no, Fat, let's come up with it.
Presence.
Prayerful, prayerful, holy, available, and teachable. There you go. Okay, in all seriosity.
In all seriosity, you know, some people would they're looking for someone who is present, available. I mean, they are looking for a warm body, not a weekly volunteer. Mm-hmm. And so you want to dispel that trap early on, because culturally you're able to set, but when you're starting out, you're able to set what our culture is at our church. And one of the things I would say that's really important is, look, I just said important, like Daniel did, does. You're helping me enunciate.
We're influencing one another.
We are. So, you know, it's really important that you establish early on what type of volunteers you're going to have. And so who you choose is really important, because they will reproduce themselves, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you can't reproduce you only reproduce what you are.
Yeah.
And so the big thing is choosing those people is so vital. And then it's investing in those people's ongoing development. We had done a research study with Lifeway Research, that basically shows that only 1 in 4 churches has a plan in place to train their leaders. Although 92% of pastors say that training is critical to the health and growth of their church. So there's a massive disconnect there. And so that's one of the ways that we try to help with GRID, is to kind of fill that gap, because the reason why they say that the problem is there is they don't have time, and their people don't have time. They don't have the knowledge or the skill set. They don't have a framework to walk them through. So, you know, that's a huge issue and a huge problem. And we know that is especially true in a church plant, where you're trying to start everything from scratch. You're not just maintaining something, you're starting something from scratch. So to get all those people built up and put into place is a big deal, because you're like, well, I have to have children's. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if I have somebody that's fat or not. I need at least somebody to be there.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I just want to repeat what you said earlier, from warm bodies to weekly volunteers. But even when you go to weekly volunteers, there are different levels of volunteers that you need. And as we saw, I mean, to quote another research project that we did on the state of church planting and on factors of churches that multiply, churches who had a leadership development plan for their members not only reached self-sustainability faster than those who didn't, but they also were able to multiply within their more of them multiplied within their first five years than those who didn't. And one of the reasons is because a church that just looks for warm bodies sees the preschool volunteer as someone who is just a warm body who's holding babies and helping us meet our requirements, right? The church that multiplies or even reaches self-sustainability faster sees that that individual not as someone who's just going to be holding a baby, but someone who, as they learn and as they show faithfulness, as they show proficiency, as they show commitment, you are then going to move them up your leadership pipeline into then, hey, overseeing or helping other people, you know, helping find the volunteers who are going to be helping on preschool. And then from there, they're going to be moving up to maybe volunteering and leading aspects of the children's ministry or moving over to oversee guest services. And churches that have a leadership pipeline see volunteers as more than just one level or one dimension.
I love what you said about, it's important to have a pipeline, and it's important to have the places mapped out for people in ministry. But you play a dangerous game when you practice leadership placement over leadership development.
Yeah.
Placement is replacement. I'm replacing a position, whereas reproduction is I'm building multiple volunteers. It's much more, it's a multiplication of effort, not an addition of effort.
Yeah. And that's why we've spent so much time over these past 2 years looking at the competencies, the core competencies of leaders and of volunteers in the church, and why we fleshed out the leadership pipeline, why we have our pipeline conference, why we're going to be doing regionals as well. I mean, that's, I don't know if we've officially announced that, but
no,
we kind of did just now.
We're going to be doing regionals.
Where we're going to be, going around the country and helping churches develop their leadership pipeline. So, I mean, we have the videos, we have the resources, we have all that on ministrygrid.com, but then now it's about how do you actually implement it
totally
within that system and framework, which is what you and I especially are going out and helping churches.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good deal.
All right. So once again, Pavel, be sure to understand that as your church grows, yes, you do need more help, which is volunteers, but understand that volunteers are not one-dimensional, right? You can have people who are volunteers, but then the next level is leaders. So they're leading volunteers. And then you have levels above that where you have ministry directors or coaches that are leading teams of leaders, right? So, I mean, you need to think through that. And as much as, I mean, the E-Myth is a great book on the idea of systems. It's not a church book, it's a business book. But I mean, he says in that book, if you want to start an organization, you need to list out all the positions, and then put your name in all of them, and then begin erasing your name as you find volunteers to get that done. And church planning is very similar, but as you do that, when you write someone's name in a position, don't expect that person to just be in that position forever. Have a developmental mindset, like you said, Ton, not a replacement mindset, but have a developmental mindset so that this is where they're at now, but how can they continue to move up and grow into who God has called them to be? All right. Well, you can catch us next time. Be sure to submit a question at newchurches.com. The sidebar on the right, when you go to the website, says send a voicemail, or on your mobile device, you can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, and we will do our best to answer them. We'll catch you next time.